In other words, if the name for it would bear if it had the roof over it or not, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what you're talking about, a terrace wouldn't have the roof over it. It would just be an open area, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm trying to understand what's going on. Yeah. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you tell somebody to do what?
Close the door.
You say close the door?
Uh-huh.
If you were a little bit angry, would you say
shut the door?
Yeah, right. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other? Same houses like that.
Framing?
Wood? Okay. Anything else?
No.
What would you call, let's say, a house with aluminum? What would you call that?
Aluminum siding?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have, you wouldn't use siding just for the side of the wood. Okay. If you want to hang something in the barn, you took a nail off, and you were going to build something, you took a hammer, what would you do to the nail?
Would hit the nail.
But you wouldn't say hit, would you?
You would drive the nail.
Yeah, right. And if you were saying about yesterday, you would say, what the nail?
Hammered the nail.
Yeah, and what would you say if you said, if you say go drive, this is that
I drove
the nail,
uh-huh.
Okay. And I will
drive
the nail, okay. Or of course car too, because you presume you drive a car, you say I drove the car, so on, okay. What do you call the part of the house that covers the top?
The roof.
Okay, I presume you haven't had to replace the roof on your house when you drive here. Okay. What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
The gutter.
Okay. Do you have any other names for them, or do you just call them gutters? No.
Just gutters.
Okay. If you have a house and an L, what is the place where the two come together? Do you have any wooden language for that? Place where the house... let's forget about that. Do you have a special, does your father have a place where he keeps tools, a separate building, an outbuilding at all, or?
An outbuilding, a tool shed.
A tool shed, he's got outside where he keeps most of his tools.
Uh-huh.
Is it part of a garage, or is it separate?
It's just kind of like a small building.
Okay, just a small building like that. Okay, now let me see. I got some other things here. What would you say when you're saying goodbye, you're leaving someone's house, and you're saying, you know, you're leaving, what would you say to the person you're leaving, saying you're the friend's house or something?
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I'll see you. Bye. Okay. That's good enough. On the farm, you start to work before daylight. You say you started to work before what?
Dawn,
you say?
Dusk.
Okay. You say you started work before dawn. Would you say before the sun came up? Which one would you say? Probably dawn.
Uh-huh. Daybreak.
Daybreak, something like that. Okay. We were a little late this morning. When we started out in the field, the sun had already... You know,
risen.
Okay. Okay. If he worked until the sun went out of sight, he would work until... Would you say dusk? You said it was dusk.
Dusk, yeah.
It's a dusk, okay. Would you say sundown, or would that be?
No.
Okay, fine. If it is Wednesday, Tuesday was?
The day before.
Okay, and do you have another name for that? What happened to you?
Yesterday.
Yeah, okay. If somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you'd say he came here...